I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to have our Super Saturday preview now, and I'm actually recording this on Friday afternoon. I will be spending Saturday on the plane back from Cairns to Sydney after our live show at Gilligan's last night, which I imagine will be unreal. Shout out to all the people that did come out to that. I'm sure it was an absolute cracker. But yeah, we'll be on the plane all day, so thought I'd get on the front foot and record this content for you guys earlier for my full preview of Super Saturday, which is only two games this week. There's three games on Sunday, which has actually worked out really well for me. I would have been pushing shit uphill to make it home for the first game on my flight. So absolutely love that. We've got two games coming your way later tonight, which I'm really looking forward to. The 5:30 game, we've got the North Queensland Cowboys and the Titans. And then later tonight, we've got the South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Manly Seagulls going head-to-head. I think there's a bit of value running around today, to be honest with you. So we'll get stuck into the first game, the Cowboys and the Gold Coast Titans. We'll go through those team lists now. Cowboys, about $1.50 with Sportsbet. Titans, $2.60. I don't mind the value there. I've got a bit of a feeling. For the Cowboys, Tommy Chester at fullback, Kyle Felt on the sting with Murray Tuilagi on the other side, Val Holmes and Shibasaki in the centre. Still no Peter Hiku. Tommy Dearden in the six, Chad Townsend in the seven. Jordan McLean starts up front with Griffin Neen. Reece Robson in the nine. Their edges, Cohen Hess and Jeremiah Nanai. Jason Tamalolo wears jersey 13. The bench, Jakey Granville, Hylam Lukey, Jermaine Tenua Brown and James Tamo. Their extended bench, a heap of guys sitting here, Brandon Elliott, Riley Price, Mitch Dunn, etc., etc. The only one I can see coming in is Mitch Dunn, but I think the Cowboys will go 1-17. But as I said, guys, recording this on Friday, so keep an eye on changing team lists and whatnot for yourself. For the Gold Coast Titans, AJ Brimson at fullback, Carm Piera on one wing, Philip Sami on the other wing, Brian Kelly and Aaron Schopp in the centres. Keep in mind that Kenny Mamalo signed with the Titans this week, so you would have to think that if he is fit and available, he'll come in next week. So I think Carm Piera probably playing for his job this week, to be honest with you. I know he scored a couple of tries last week, but he probably hasn't had the impact or isn't getting through the work that I would have expected him to. So I think he's under a bit of pressure to keep his spot. Jojo Fifita isn't in this team either at the moment, so I think there's a really good chance that within a few weeks, the starting wingers are Jojo Fifita and Kenny Mamalo. So little spot to keep an eye on there. I think there's also a little bit of pressure on Aaron Schopp as well, the new guy to the team. I wouldn't be surprised if Phil Sami moves back to the center spot. This is what you want as the Gold Coast Titans, though. You want competition for positions. Foz at six, Tanner Boyd in jersey seven, Mo Fotowaker and Tino in the front row, Chrissy Randall in the nine, Fifita and Joe Stimson in the back row with Isaac Liu in jersey 13. The bench, Jaden Campbell, Joe Vuna, Aaron Clark, and Tino's younger brother. They're very keen to see how he goes. Keen to keep an eye on him. Didn't get to see much of him last week, so keen to watch him this week. Payne Haas' little brother, Cleese, is on the bench there. Sam McIntyre on the extended. Toby Sexton, Kinney, and Trayman Spry. I don't think you'll see any changes to this Titan side. I think they will run out as they are currently named. But as I said, guys, keep an eye on team lists throughout the day, and especially an hour before kickoff, before you're getting on any bets or whatever. Look, the Cowboys, Tom Chester wasn't his debut last week. It was his second game. I had that wrong last week. But I thought he was really good in his performance last week. I really liked him. Obviously scored a meat pie, which was great to see. Cowboys going down there, not overly impressive, let's be honest here. The Titans, they obviously had a fantastic win against the Melbourne Storm. But conceded so many fucking points, it's not even funny. If they can just get their defense sorted, which I understand is easier said than done, they could be an unreal side. I can sort of see a high-scoring match here. I've got a feeling that there are is going to be a lot of points. I think it'll be a typical Titans game. And I think that at $2.60, I think there's value in the Titans. I'm just not vibing with the Cowboys at the moment. I think they've got a few things to work out. Reuben Cotter out is a massive, massive loss for this side as well. I give the Titans every chance. I personally think they will win this one, and I think there's a lot of value in the Gold Coast Titans this afternoon. When I have a look at the odds in this one, a couple of try scorers I like, but Titans 1-12 at $4.30. I think that's great. I can see this one being like a 32-28 sort of affair. Probably not the same amount of points as last week, but I still think there'll be a fair whack of points in this game. So I would be more than happy to take 1-12 Gold Coast Titans in this one. When we're looking at anytime try scorers in this game, have got my eyes on a couple of guys. As I said, I think it will be a high-scoring affair, so I think this will be a decent little game for some same-game multis. It's hard with the Cowboys at the moment because Scott Drinkwater isn't there, it changes their attack so much and you're not quite sure what to expect. Both of these wingers, they love to cross for tries, but I'm just not seeing much value there, both at under $2. But when I have a look a little bit deeper than that, I always think the Val Holmes at 245, always value there, one of the premier outside backs in our game. The Cowboys haven't started overly well. I'm expecting him to stand up in this one. I personally think he could score two here, to be honest with you. I'm pretty confident Val Holmes crosses at 245. Outside of that, for the Cowboys, I'm not quite sure where their points come from. With Reuben Cotter out, Jason Tamalolo interests me a little bit. $6.50, I don't mind that. But Val Holmes, he's my guy from the Cowboys to score in this one. When I have a look at the Titans, Campiera, $1.94. Don't mind that. A guy that I think he needs to score tries this week. That's what he does best. He needs to do it because I think he's in under serious pressure to hold on to his spot. So I don't mind him as a little multi-builder. I think Foz will create opportunities for him. Dave Fifita at $3.10, always value. I think he's playing fantastic at the moment. I'm pretty confident that he will cross there. So, AJ Brimson, $2.95, always value there as well. As I said, I think there's going to be points scored here. Tanner Boyd, $7.25. I think this is a fantastic game to chuck a few $5 same gamers and try and get a bit of value here. I think there will be points scored, but I do like the Titans for the upset. $4.30 for them, 1-12. I really like that. Gold Coast Titans plus 7.5, $1.90. Really, really like that. I think that this one will be close, but I think it will be high scoring. I think it will be a very, very typical Gold Coast Titans game. I think they will dictate turns because the Cowboys are a little bit off at the moment. So give me a high scoring affair in this one, and I think you can build a couple of nice, juicy little same-game multis there. All right, let's move to the late game. South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Manly Seagulls. This one will be an absolute cracker. Markets open this week, Manly at about 225 or something along those lines, and I sort of thought, what on earth is going on here? Manly team looks unreal. South Sydney missing so many middles. Didn't really make sense to me. We obviously had the unfortunate passing of South Sydney Rabbitohs legend Johnny Sattler this week, and I do think there will be a response from the Bunnies. I do think wearing their jerseys, wearing the half bunny, I think it's going to mean a lot to this club, as it should, and I do think the Bunnies stand up. I thought Manly was the bet of the week this week, to be honest with you guys, until we had that unfortunate passing this week. So that's what makes me go, fuck, betting-wise, no thank you. I think I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this one. Manly, though, I do think they're good value. I thought they were good value at the start of the week, $2.23. I've been very, very impressed with the way that they've been playing. I think they've been great so far this year, Manly. Let's go through the sides, though. South Sydney at fullback, Latrell Mitchell on the wings, AJ and Isaac Thompson. Isaiah Tass and Campbell Graham are your centers. Cody Walker in the 6, Lachlan Ilias in the 7. Saluka Fifita up front with Tom Burgess, Damian Cook in the 9. Colin Mantungi and Jacob Host comes in for his first game of the season. He'll be playing left edge, Jacob Host, and Cam Murray, the skipper, in jersey 13. The bench, Blake Taff, Michael Cheekham, David Mwali, and Jed Cartwright. I'm hearing that Benny Lovett could make his debut in jersey 18, so keep an eye on that. Obviously, as I said, guys, I'm recording this Friday, so make sure you check team lists, but I'm hearing rumours that Benny Lovett will make his debut, so a little spot to watch there. Still got Hawkins, Talis Duncan, Tane Milne, Mamazelis. The only change I think you'll see is Benny Lovett come in on the bench. I think he'll probably come on for Jed Cartwright on the bench there. Let's have a look at the Manly Seagulls. Tommy Turbo at fullback in supreme form at the moment. Christian Tuipulotu on the wing after re-signing this week. Congratulations to him. Ruben Garrick on the other side. Brad Parker and Kohler in the centres. Josh Schuster at 6. DCE at 7. Up front, Paseka and Jake Trbojevic. Lockie Croker in jersey 9. Their engines, as per usual, Olakau'atu on the right, Kelmar Tuilagi on the left, and Josh Alea, he'll be in jersey 13. Their bench, Kale Weeks, what a talent. Bench Vojvic, Ethan Bullimore, and Sean Kepi. Still got Tala Sipley on the bench, Morgan Harper, Lawton, Cooper Johns. I think Manly will run as they are, 1-17. As I said, I really like the value for Manly. But, geez, it's hard to bet in these games where there's so much emotion going into one side, which will be the South Sydney Rabbitohs with the passing of the great John Sattler this week. I just think they could be up for this one. I think the jerseys they're wearing is fucking unreal. You guys would have noticed that, you know, I got these mascots made only about 3 months ago, or not even that long ago, only a few months ago, to post on the Rugby League Guru Instagram page for each team. And I picked a certain jersey from each team, added a couple of little things here and there that represented that club, just little subtle things. You know, with the Roosters, had the old City Forward jersey from the 70s with the New South Wales Rugby League. Melbourne, I chose their jersey. They won their first premiership in. Just little subtle things with that. And I remember sitting down with the designer, Annika, champion girl. Absolutely love her. Does fantastic work. And she sort of said, okay, what about the South Sydney one? What do you want? I said, I want an aggressive bunny. I want him wearing this old school Rabbitohs jersey. But the thing I need is a half Rabbitohs emblem. She sort of went, why? What's that? And I got to explain the history of John Sattler's jersey in 1970 and how it's so important. And how he's lost the jersey. They've never got it back. Unbelievable story that will always be a part of rugby league. And I'm so glad that we got to hear that story and we got to see it represented once again this week in rugby league. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the Sattler family. We've obviously had Scott on the podcast, a champion, a couple of times, a champion fellow. We absolutely love Scotty Sattler. So thoughts and prayers to his family. And thank you to John Sattler for all he did for our game. An absolute champion, one of the toughest hombres, one of the toughest bastards of all time. We actually dropped a podcast earlier in the week where we went back to an interview we had with Scott about 2 years ago, where he told a couple of stories about his old man, and they defy belief just how tough this guy was and the sort of character he was. It really does just personify what we all love about rugby league and probably at times what we miss about rugby league as well. So one in a million character who's a true icon of our game and a champion bloke, champion family man as well. Got to love it. So, yeah, I do think South Sydney Rabbitohs will be up for this one, hence why I'm not going to bet on the result. But if you are going to, I do think there's value in Manly, eh? But not for me. I think I'll just be letting it go through to the keeper this week. But 235 for Manly, do not mind that. Yeah, it's a tough one. Let's go and have a look at the anytime try scorers in this game, though. Manly 1-12, $3.60. I really, really like that. Let's have a look at some anytime try scorers here, though. South Sydney. Why is Campbell Graham constantly at threes? It is outrageous. If you give me $3 for Campbell Graham, I will be on it every day of the fucking week. What he did last week, just so elite, despite not scoring a try himself, was incredible. He's one of the best backs in our game, one of the best players in our game. I really do believe it. Defensively, he's fantastic. In attack, he's unreal. Said it about 2 years ago that he's destined for Origin, and fuck, I caught some shit on that post. I'll never forget. I remember sitting in my car reading the comments going, am I looking at the same bloke or what? And to see the way that he's grown over the last 2 years, that's when he was a winger too. Now he's a premier centre. Absolute freak. When you think about how good the South Sydney left edge has been, and because of Campbell Graham, they're starting to shift more footy to the right, which is unreal to see. So Campbell Graham at $3, thanks for coming. I'll swallow that up every day of the week. Obviously, the passing of Johnny Sattler, I think the skipper Cam Murray playing a similar position to what John used to play. I think he'll be out for a very, very big game this week. $5.80 for Cam Murray to score. His leg speed is unmatched in our game, and I can see him crashing over for a meat pie. Rugby league, we love a fairy tale. We love a good narrative. I can just see that, you know, the spiritual leader of this South Sydney side, Cam Murray, scoring a try with half the bunny on his chest wearing the old school jersey. Absolutely fucking love that story. So Cam Murray at $5.80, I will be all over him there. Had a couple of people reach out to me and say, Jacob Host, $7.50. They love the value there because he's just come in. Look, he's not at $7.50 because Sportsbet hasn't realized that he's a good player. He's at $7.50 because very hard to score on that left edge if you're the back rower. You are constantly the deep. The ball is constantly going Cody Walker to Latrell Mitchell out the back of the back row. So don't get lured into that value. If he scores a try this weekend, I'll apologise to you. But I just don't think Jacob Host is the bet there. He's not value at $7.50. There's a reason why he's so far out at $7.50. For the Manly Seagulls, Tommy Trbojevic, whenever you can get him for over twos or at twos, take it every day of the week, which I will be doing this week. It'll be part of my same game multi. Tommy Turbo at $2.03 on Sportsbet. Love that. When I have a look through through the rest of the side, I do think the Manly will really be looking to test out that left edge. Jacob Hoste comes in. I'm not completely convinced on him as a footballer, if I'm totally honest with you guys. And I think that new combination with Cody Walker on that side where they're defending, I think it will be a spot that the Manly Seagulls will look to test. And they have got a number of fantastic players on that edge. Obviously, it goes DCE, Olakau'atu, Kola, Tui Pilotu. It's a lethal edge. I absolutely love that side. They play to that edge regardless, but I do think that it is a spot that they will try and target and catch Manly out there this week. So Olakau'atu, big fan of him every single week. Scored two tries last week. Both were off kicks, I believe. Didn't get many tackle breaks, line breaks. One was an intercept, one was off a kick. I think they'll go back to him. I can see DCE putting over Olakau'atu there. $3.45, a little bit shorter than what we would like. Happy to wear that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But I do think it'll be a spot that they'll target. As I said, you look at the strike down that edge. If they do manage to make a break down that side, you know who's going to be the guy in support there, DCE. $4.80. If you can get him at around fives, always value on DCE because his support play is second to none. So from Manly, Tommy Turbo, Olakau'atu, and DCE, they're my guys there. For South Sydney, Campbell Graham, always overs at threes, take it every day of the week. And I'm going to back in the spiritual leader, Cam Murray, to cross the stripe for a meat pie in their game, remembering the great Johnny Sattler. Guys, if you're going to have a punt, make sure you are gambling responsibly. Do remember, it is more than likely that you will lose. You win some, but you lose a lot more. So be well aware of that when you're having a punt this afternoon. Enjoy the footy. Enjoy the spectacle that will be tonight, remembering the great Johnny Sattler. Take a little moment of silence to thank a legend and an icon of our game for all that he has done. He really is part of the fabric of the game that we love. Not only South Sydney, but just of rugby league. An unreal character who obviously brought up Scott Sattler, who's given us so much as well. So, yeah, pretty sad week in rugby league. But do enjoy your Super Saturday tonight, guys. Two cracking games. They're going to be unreal. I think you'll see plenty of points scored. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.